Good morning. I think this week the Spirit has really been leading me to present this communion meditation. Because on Tuesday a song got stuck in my head and I thought I knew the title, but I guess I don't. And maybe some of those that are more musically oriented might know it. The hymn goes, "Heaven Came Down and Glory Filled My Soul." That's the name of it. Well, it's not in our hymnals because I was going to look it up and read some of it too. But that one just, for some reason, for out of the blue, that one just popped into my head and I've been singing it all week. And it's a great song talking about kind of, in my mind, Christ being our bridegroom and being the bride of us being the bride of Christ. Now, of course, as a guy, I don't really understand totally what it means to be a bride. So I talked to my wife, and she gave me some understanding. And so this is kind of, but as we, you know, on that day, it's remembering the day, that special day when you're, you know, for those of us who have been married and happily married, it's a joy to remember that day, to remember the love you have for each other, to remember the dedication and the promises and the vows you make on those days. And she, you know, so I kind of asked her, what was it like to be the bride? And she gave me some of these inputs that she felt safe. She felt secure in knowing that she felt whole. Because before, she said, I couldn't really go anywhere that I wanted to go safely and worried about, you know, what might happen. And ladies, you might be able to relate to this. But, you know, and now she had the protector that could, now we could go together and we can go places that she doesn't have to worry and things like this. But it was more than that, too. It was just, oh, what was the word you said? Well, maybe. But no, I mean, it's just this wholeness that we, you know, that you get from being truly wedded together. Where, you know, in the sad days and the hard days, you have that, and I think we guys can understand this as well. We have that ability, have that knowledge that you have someone there for you. And I think this is what, you know, why Jesus and in several places in the Bible we find this, you know, simile of the bride and the bridegroom, Christ being our bridegroom, right? Where He is always there for us. He is there to pick us up and even carry us as we see in Scripture, you know, the footprints in the sand. We see that, I believe that's a proverb. I didn't look that one up. That just kind of popped in my head. But so there's this. And so, you know, in Scripture, I'm taking it from Ephesians 6, 22. Well, let's see, no, 25. Of course, it's talking about how we as husbands need to love our wives. But it goes on to compare this to Jesus. It says, just as Jesus loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. This is what Christ does for us. We can't do it on our own. And we should take joy in that, shouldn't we? Remembering that day that we actually pledged our lives to Jesus. And in so doing, we become pure and cleansed. Just as the song says, heavens came down. Jesus came down for us. And we are saved and sanctified and righteous today because of that. What a joy to remember. And this is some of what we're coming together right now to remember, is that Jesus, our bridegroom, makes us safe and pure, holy and blameless, as the scripture says. What a joy. So, and I forgot to grab my communion. So,
I'll grab it real quick.
I was so focused on the message up here that I kind of forgot.
Amen.
So anyway, let's take the bread. This represents Christ's life, His flesh, sacrificed for us so that we can be blameless and holy. Let's take it together. And then, the cup that represented the blood that was shed on that cross. Jesus asks us to remember Him, remembering His sacrifice, and how this act makes us pure. Oh, Jesus, we come before You remembering You. Remembering how You came to us. Remembering that day that we pledged our lives to You. Remembering that day that You, in so much love, came to us and made us holy. And made us one with You and God and the Spirit. And we just praise You before all things for this love that You gave us and this holiness You brought us to You. In Your Son's name, amen.